AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
The federal judge has ruled the Trump administration violated a court order on deportations to third countries with a flight linked to South Sudan. Hi, Panjwani has details.
The judge says 8 migrants weren't given a meaningful opportunity to object that the deportation could put them in danger. The group was flown out of the United States just hours after getting notice, leaving them no chance to contact lawyers. Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin.
It is absolutely absurd for a district judge to try to dictate the foreign policy and national security of the United States.
Government attorneys say the men had a history with the immigration system, so they had the chance to show that they were afraid of being deported. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
President Trump hosted South African President Cyril Ramaphosa at the White House today, but went straight at him with baseless claims of the systematic killing of white farmers in the country.
People are fleeing South Africa for their own safety. Their land is being confiscated. And in many cases, they're being killed.
Trump dimmed the lights to play a video of a far-left politician playing an anti-apartheid song that included lyrics about killing farmers. Ramaphosa pushed back, saying that does not represent government policy.
They're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No.
Nothing happens to them.
There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people.
The Pentagon's accepted a Boeing 747 from Qatar for President Trump to use as Air Force One, and stocks fell under the weight of rising Treasury yields and U.S. debt worries. The S&P down 1.6%. This is AP News. Memorial Day coming up this weekend, so how's the travel looking? And when do you think you should get going? Jennifer King has some things to consider.
Americans are expected to travel in big numbers for the Memorial Day holiday. Auto Club AAA predicts over 45 million people will venture at least 50 miles from home this weekend, 1.4 million more than last year. Data firm INRIX recommends leaving before noon on Thursday to make the best time. AAA estimates about 3.6 million residents will fly over the holiday, 2% more than last year. Spokesperson Aixa Diaz says their analysts found people are still feeling pretty good about travel despite concerns about the economy and recent air traffic safety issues. Cirium, an aviation data provider, found an increase of about 3% in bookings across 24 U.S. airports for this weekend, but bookings were down at Washington Dulles and Newark Liberty. I'm Jennifer King.
Thanks, Jen. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening, and safe travels.